This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we get out of the way that you may have your way in the name of Jesus, let us decrease in the Spirit of the Lord in us with increase. Pray the people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers on request, but most of all, for salvation to go forth that the kingdom of God may grow. And from this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name, Lord, forgive us of any sin that so easily besets. We just cast it in the sea of forgiveness as far as the east is from the west. And Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for waking us up, letting us see a brand new day. For us being on top of the ground not on top of us. And for all this, we are also thankful and grateful this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, then like it, open the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter. And we'll be looking at verse 28, 29, and 30. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, 29, and 30. And the word of God reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Just in the next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we want to talk about let God's agenda become your agenda. Let God's agenda become your agenda in 2024. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the word agenda means things that a person considers to be important and want to solve or achieve. Hallelujah. Remember, only what you do for Christ will last for eternity. People of God, we are living in a time and season that we as Christians need to realize that only what we do for Christ will last all the way into eternity. So we must drop our agenda and follow Christ's agenda. As the scripture said in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When we look at the book of Proverbs 14, verse 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the way of death or destruction." Yes, child of God, always remember this in 2024. All in what you do for Christ will last. Yes, we may build great cathedrals. large or small. We may build skyscrapers, grand and tall, but only what we do for Christ will last. You may seek earthly power and fame, but only what we do for Christ will last into eternity. Yes, believe in Christ. It does not matter how much material things you possess, money or wealth. The bottom line is this. Are you fulfilling in life a purpose as a citizen of the kingdom of God? Yes, beloved, as ambassadors of Christ, we are commissioned to represent him while we are here on planet Earth. Do things that have eternal value, because this short time that we are here on Earth is temporary. Yes, because we are not promised tomorrow. And only what we do for Christ will last. The book of James, the 4th chapter, verse 14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Yes, child of God, you are responsible of what you do with the time assigned to you. Whatever you want to do for the Lord, do it now. Quit procrastinating. Put it on hold. No, because tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day of salvation. Yes, beloved, only what you do for Christ will last for all of eternity. What kind of legacy will you leave behind? Let God's agenda become your agenda. Believer in Christ, it is on God in heaven that you must focus your thoughts and energy in 2024. Because, beloved, building a legacy will last, there are certain things that we must do. We must, first of all, fear the Lord and obey him. Because your legacy begins in your heart, in your relationship with God. God is awesome. He is a good God. He is a God that sits high but look low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. See, the book of Psalms 112, verse 1 and 2 says, blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Yes, people of God, let us recognize the world's need, and let us respond with compassion and action in 2024. Only what we'll do for Christ will last. Yes, beloved, we can leave a legacy by being committed to doing something about it in the world that we live in. You see, pursuing God's kingdom agenda should be our focus and priority in 2024. Bible says here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We must seek God first, because he can give us direction and instruction on which way to go. Yes, beloved, you need to understand what the will of the Lord is for your life in 2024. So it will take time to determine what your priority is. So take time to determine what your priority is or will be before you go further and forward in the things of God. Yes, beloved, your schedule should reveal what you have chosen to do and also what is important to you. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. Your schedule should reveal to you what you have chosen to do and also what is important for you in 2024. Remember only what you will do for the Lord, for Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, that will last. So that, yes, beloved, learn to invest your time in what benefits the kingdom of God. Benefit the kingdom of God the most in 2024. If you want to grow strong as a believer in Christ, you must take time daily to pray. To pray without ceasing. To pray at this time is very needed. When we look at Luke 18, verse 1, in the B clause of the verse, it says, that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. Yes, child of God, it is impossible to know God, to know God's will for your life without speaking to him on a regular basis. And the way that we speak to God is by getting into our, hallelujah, getting into our secret closet for ourselves and seeking God's face on the subject that we are battling with on an everyday basis. Sure, as we put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We realize that we are in a spiritual warfare. So we put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. We are grateful and thankful here tonight because our God sits high, but look low. He's a God that wants to bless us in all areas of our lives. He's a God that wants to direct our footsteps. Yes, we must taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. So child of God, in 2024, God don't want us to be a passive Christian. He wants us to be an active one. He wants us to be a participator and not a spectator that's sitting on the sideline. Because you have a unique assignment that was tailor-made for you in order for you to do it, to fulfill the kingdom of God agenda. You must first be tied up, tangled up, wrapped up in the Lord. Yes, as a born-again believer of Christ, we can't stay stagnated. We got to keep it moving. When God moves, we move. When God stops, we stop. But we can't remain stationary. No, we got to keep moving forward. Not looking back, but going forward of knowing that it has to be done by faith. So the Bible says in Hebrew 11:1. And now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. That them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, believer in Christ, if you want to experience life the way that God intended it for you, you have to follow his plan instead of following your plan. Beloved, God wants you to seek him on a daily basis and to trust him completely in 2024. See, the word of God says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, believer in Christ, the Holy Spirit is the one who will introduce us to God's plan, our agenda. See, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He is our paraclete. He is the one that stands on the side of us. He is the one that leads and guides us in the total truth. So let God's agenda become your agenda in 2024. Yes, people of God, a legacy, again, is what you leave behind when you leave this earth. It is what people will remember about you after you have gone from here. See, leaving a godly legacy should be a priority for you to work towards and consider in 2024. So focus on living a life God's way. Focus on the Lord, that he is good and his mercy endures forever and ever. Always remember this, that the way you live right now and the choices you make today, it will affect those around you. Oh, yes, it will. Some people may never go into a church assembly inside the building, but there's people that are watching your life as well as mine. When we say that we are a Christian, a born-again believer, they're trying to see if what we say will line up, hallelujah, in the way we live. It is so important because you can't do one without the other. It will tell on you. Yes, beloved, live your life God's way in a way that is satisfying, in a way that will draw people to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, believer in Christ, the only way you can live the Christian life and be effective is by surrendering to and relying upon the Holy Spirit to empower you in every circumstance. All this happens by faith. See, only by faith can you draw upon God's supernatural resources to live a holy and fruitful life. Think about it in 2024. Think biblically throughout the day, because belief causes our behavior. Yes, child of God, when your decisions are based on biblical truth, the resulting choices will lead to spiritually healthy and productive lives. Yes, when our lives are firmly rooted in our relationship with God, our Father, and His Word, we can view our feelings from a proper viewpoint, and biblical choices will become natural to us each and every day of our lives. So, child of God, whether leading in your own family or in a business, it is very crucial and important to establish godly goals and to pursue them using biblical wisdom. If you lack wisdom, the Bible says to ask of God, who will grant it to you liberally. Yes, believer in Christ, always use biblical standards while counseling, because it is a key part of leadership involving problem solving and giving advice and providing direction for our lives. Yes, godly leaders must learn how to apply God's truth to every situation and circumstances that they go through in 2024. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, on what Psalms 112, verse 1 and 2 says, blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. We are, as born-again believers of Christ, first of all, we want to thank God for you, and me, for being bold enough to speak his word in spirit and in truth. We want to thank God that even in 2024, our heart desire to do more for the Lord. Our heart desire is to, for God's perfect will to be established and done within our lives on a continuous basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to remember that we are living in a day and time that we as Christians need to realize that only what we do for Christ will last. No matter what, we must be about our Father's business. Jesus said, I must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. So it is important when we get to the place in life where we feel like throwing in the towel, when we feel like backing up, not going forward, where we feel that we are in a rut. Always be reminded of this. Jesus said in his word in Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here Jesus is promising that he is promising the followers his disciples for Christ. Come and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So there's a way that I'm reminded when Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness after being baptized in the River Jordan. And when the enemy, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, approached him to try to convince him of what he can do for him, Jesus didn't he was bold enough to tell him, let the devil know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Our priority should always be to pray. Our priority should always be to seek God's face. Hallelujah. Our priority should always be to touch and agree, for the victory is ours. Hallelujah. Because we serve a mighty God. We serve a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. So let God's agenda become your agenda in 2024. Let it become part of what you are for the kingdom of God. As a citizen of God's kingdom that is already established. Because Jesus said he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Hallelujah. He's coming back, y'all, quicker than what we think. God knows the hour and the time. He knows what it'll take to bring us back in right standing with him. So it is vital and very important for us to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Let us be ready. Because if our name was called and our number is called, would you be ready to meet your maker? Remember what the word said, that we all will be held accountable for what we say and do when we stand before Almighty God. When we stand before him and he asks, what did you do for my son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith? What do we have to show for the work that we have done for the glory of God? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, always remember this. If no one go, you go. If no one else worship God in spirit and in truth, you do it. Because one day you will be rewarded for your faithfulness in what you do for the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. He's good all the time. And all the time, he's good. Again, for a reminder, in James 4, verse 14, when it talks about light, hallelujah, it says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while, for a little time, and then vanishes away. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is vital for you to know who you are. It is vital for you to know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. The God that we serve is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Yes, remember, only what we'll do for Christ will last. We may be able to build a great cathedral, large or small. We may be able to build skyscrapers, grand and tall. But only what we'll do for Christ will last. We may see earthly powers, color and fame. But again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let God's agenda become your agenda in 2024. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. God's willing, Jesus tarry. We'll meet again on Tuesday. Have a marvelous, blessed, safe, and blessed weekend. God bless. Good night.